Now, let's have some more cheery news. The big wins, the small wins, we celebrate everything here. And it's time for our Saturday celebrations. This week, we are celebrating a pub in Oswestry in Shropshire. The Bailey Head has won West Midlands Regional Pub of the Year 2024. And it's the pride and joy of husband and wife duo, Grace and Duncan. So we can join in there. Astonishment and also join in the celebrations. They're here. They're on the phone with me now. Morning to you, Grace and Duncan. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Hello.
Good morning, Nina.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, a really good place. It's been exciting times here, as you've kind of mentioned.
It sounds like it has. I mean, you've won awards before, but what is so special about this one?
The campaign for Real Ale is kind of the consumer's, is the consumer voice for Real Ale and craft beer drinkers. So having, you know, real people who drink real beer coming and saying that they love what we serve, we love what we do, that's a huge accolade and it means the world to us.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, I know it's been so difficult for various industries after lockdown. I know particularly things like, you know, some pubs never reopened and restaurants. It's been very difficult. So it must be very special knowing that you've managed to kind of get through that.
Yeah.
Now, challenges. When you first opened this pub, when you first started, what sort of challenges did you face? Is this something you've done for years and years, run other pubs, or what was it like when you first opened?
No, it's our first. We both did normal jobs. But in our spare time, we ran a member-only volunteer-run social club.
Got you.
And we'd been national finalists with Camera with that. And I had a maternity cover job, which is coming to an end. And we'd been thinking of buying a pub and moved ourselves up from the London-Kent borders to Shropshire and haven't regretted a minute of it.
Oh, brilliant. Describe your pub to me. What sort of pub would you say it is?
Physically, it's a very old building. It's a listed building. When we bought it, it belonged to one of the big pub chains and wasn't really doing very well. It had a pool table and some fruit machines and a few lines of fairly standard beer and not a great reputation. Now, we serve 27 draft beers and I think we've tried to make it a bit quirky. We've got music posters and we've got something like 3,500 beer pump clips and badges that we've served on the ceilings. And it's we just want it to be sort of very community focused and chilled and relaxed and somewhere that everyone feels safe coming to.
So the beer that you sell, because obviously it's been for Camera, you sell a lot of real ale there. Do you sell lots of things from local breweries or do you go right across the board?
We sell one beer, Station Bitter, from Stonehouse Brewery in Oswestry is permanent. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, we go across the board, all over the country. We hunt down those beers that are hard to find. And we hunt down those beers that we think are going to be really good.
Right. Okay. That's a tough job then, isn't it? I reckon that must be a real tough job for you.
Someone to has do to that. Do it.
Yeah, someone has to do it. So what does this latest win sort of mean for the pub, Grace? What do you think it sort of says to Oswestry and for the local community as well as yourselves?
I mean, I think the first thing it says is it's a huge thank you to our customers in the community who support us because we came from being brand new in town with just a week's stock in the cellar. To winning regional champion in 8 years. So I think it says a huge thank you to the people who've supported us in Oswestry. And I think it's also something Oswestry can take pride in terms of, you know, we as a town, we're only a small market town, 17,000 people. Mm-hmm. And yet we are sort of punching above our weight on that when we think of the size of the area of the West Midlands. You know, a small little pub that holds 100 people in a town of 17,000 is the regional champion. I think something all of us can be proud of.
Wow, yeah, no, it sounds definitely like it. Now, how did you celebrate? Was it in last week that you found out? Was it the 7th of August? Is that the date you found out?
Wednesday evening, yeah.
Wednesday evening. So what did you two do on Wednesday evening? Or what did the pub do on Wednesday evening?
Well, we had local music from local musicians, Jock and Vera and their band. But to be fair, Duncan and I kind of knew we were being judged for this because we'd won the Shropshire branch. And there was mainly a huge sense of, it was almost relief because it was so, it was something that we were thinking, we were just waiting for us to be told we hadn't won. And to be told we had won, I think it was just shock. And the stage was open, over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does actually. Yeah, it does. It's a tense, nervous headache.
It's like, we never expected to get into the regional competition anyway, so we were just a bit dumbfounded. We were hugely flattered to even make that level. Well, then to be told we won, it was like, oh okay.
We'd had quite a few people came along because we said there was going to be an announcement in the pub of some sort.
Right.
And then we had the live music afterwards. So there wasn't really room to be celebrating. You know, the pub had to keep going. And, I had a former life when I started the BBC as a sound engineer. So I had to do the sound mix on the band that were working. I couldn't be drinking pints and celebrating. You know,
no rest for the wicked. Are you going to get a bit of time then to celebrate though, do you think, or running the pub? I guess you're so busy all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean it's a 7 day a week job. I mean I'm quite lucky. I'm off to go and see my dad and my aunt today, which will be lovely. I'm having 4 or 5 days at the seaside with my family. But Duncan, that therefore is going to be working twice as hard, I'm afraid, for the next few days.
Well, at least one of you is getting to celebrate. I think that's absolutely fair, don't you?
Well, as long as it's me, yeah, it's great.
So you're the Bailey Head pub, and you're in Oswestry Street, and yeah. You sound like a lovely little pub in there. Do you allow dogs as well? Is it quite a traditional pub like that?
I prefer dogs to people, to be quite honest.
Great, I'll be right down there then.
we have a sign on the door that says, dogs welcome, children must be kept on a lead.
That sounds like the perfect place to go to. So, well, massive congratulations. Really, really good to hear that you've won the Bailey Head Pub in Oswestry. Have a great time. You have a great time being away, celebrating for a week, grace by the seaside. Duncan, good luck. Have a good few days in the pub by yourself. So.
Much, Nina.
Lovely to meet you. Oh, that's really nice news, isn't it? So that's a Bailey Head pub in Oswestry, won the West Midlands Regional Pub of the Year 2024. So.